Welcome to Briggs Stadium in Detroit, for the game between the Kansas City Athletics and the Detroit Tigers. Here are the starting lineups. For the Kansas City Athletics. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Jim Finnegan. Batting second. The third baseman, Hector Lopez. Batting third. The right fielder, Ina Slaughter. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Harry Simpson. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Gus Zerniel. Batting sixth. The catcher, Tim Thompson. Batting seventh. The center fielder, Johnny Groth. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Joe DeMaestri. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Art Dittmar. Pitching for the Kansas City Athletics, Art Dittmar. For the Detroit Tigers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Harvey Keene. Batting second. The first baseman, Earl Torgerson. Batting third. The right fielder, Al Kaline. Batting fourth. The center fielder, Bill Tuttle. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Ray Boone. Batting sixth. The catcher, Frank House. Batting seventh. The left fielder, Charlie Maxwell. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Jim Bridwesser. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Duke Moss. Pitching for the Detroit Tigers, Duke Moss. And now, play ball. Jim Finnegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Finnegan hits a fly ball into center field. Tuttle settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Hector Lopez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lopez is called out on strikes. Two outs. Ina Slaughter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Slaughter hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Maxwell. Slaughter reaches second base with a double. Harry Simpson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simpson hits a ball on the ground towards first. Torgerson scoops it up and throws to first, with Moss covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Harvey Keene is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keene hits a ball on the ground towards short. DeMaestri scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Earl Torgerson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Torgerson hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Finnegan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Bill Tuttle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tuttle is hit by the pitch. Kaline moves to second. Ray Boone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boone hits a fly ball into center field. Groth settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Gus Zerniel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zerniel is called out on strikes. One out. Tim Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 1-0, Athletics. Johnny Groth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Groth is called out on strikes. Two outs. Joe DeMaestri is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DeMaestri hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Boone settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Frank House is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. House hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Charlie Maxwell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maxwell hits a ball on the ground towards first. Simpson fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Jim Bridewesser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bridewesser hits a fly ball into left field. Zerniel settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Duke Moss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moss hits a ball on the ground towards third. Lopez fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the Tigers nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Art Dittmar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dittmar hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Jim Finnegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Finnegan is 0 for 1 in the game. Finnegan hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Dittmar moves to second. Hector Lopez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Dittmar. The throw from House and they have the runner in a rundown. Keene applies the tag, and Dittmar is out. One out. Hector Lopez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lopez is 0 for 1 in the game. Lopez hits a fly ball into center field. Tuttle settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ina Slaughter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Slaughter is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Slaughter hits a fly ball into left field. Maxwell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Harvey Keene is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keene is 0 for 1 in the game. Keene hits a ball on the ground towards third. Lopez fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Earl Torgerson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Torgerson is 0 for 1 in the game. Torgerson hits a fly ball into right field. Slaughter settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Kaline hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Bill Tuttle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tuttle is 0 for 0 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Tuttle hits a ball on the ground towards short. DeMaestri scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the Tigers nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Harry Simpson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simpson is 0 for 1 in the game. Simpson strikes out. One out. Gus Zerniel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zerniel is 0 for 1 in the game. Zerniel hits a fly ball into left field. Maxwell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tim Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Thompson hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Johnny Groth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Groth is 0 for 1 in the game. Groth hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Bridewesser settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Ray Boone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boone is 0 for 1 in the game. Boone hits a ball on the ground towards short. DeMaestri misplays the ball. That's an error on DeMaestri. Frank House is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. House is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. House hits a ball on the ground towards first. Simpson fields it, throws to second for 1, and back over to first, double play. Two outs. Charlie Maxwell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maxwell is 0-for-1 in the game. Maxwell hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Zerniel, who is chasing the ball. Maxwell reaches third base with a triple. Jim Breidwesser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Breidwesser is 0-for-1 in the game. Breidwesser strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the Tigers nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Joe DeMaestri is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DeMaestri is 0-for-1 in the game. DeMaestri hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Torgerson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Art Dittmar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dittmar is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Dittmar hits a fly ball into right field. Kaline settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Finnegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Finnegan is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Finnegan hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. House settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Duke Moss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moss is 0-for-1 in the game. Moss strikes out. One out. Harvey Keene is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keene is 0-for-2 in the game. Keene hits a ball on the ground towards short. DeMaestri scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Earl Torgerson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Torgerson is 0-for-2 in the game. Torgerson hits a line drive into right field. Slaughter picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Slaughter. Torgerson moves to second. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. Kaline hits a fly ball into center field. Groth settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the Tigers nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Hector Lopez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lopez is 0-for-2 in the game. Lopez hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Ina Slaughter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Slaughter is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Slaughter hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Kaline, who is chasing the ball. Slaughter reaches third base with a triple. Lopez goes all the way around to score. It's 2-0, Athletics. Harry Simpson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simpson is 0-for-2 in the game. Simpson hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Maxwell. Simpson reaches second base with a double. Slaughter scores. It's 3-0, Athletics. Walt Masterson now pitching. Gus Zerniel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zerniel is 0-for-2 in the game. Zerniel hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Maxwell. Zerniel reaches second base with a double. Simpson scores. It's 4-0, Athletics. Bill Renna pinch runs for Gus Zerniel. Tim Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got one RBI. Thompson hits a fly ball into center field. Tuttle settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Johnny Groth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Groth is 0-for-2 in the game. Groth hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Renna scores. It's 5-0, Athletics. Joe DeMaestri is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DeMaestri is 0-for-2 in the game. DeMaestri takes first base on ball 4. Groth moves to second. Art Dittmar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dittmar is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Dittmar hits a line drive towards the mound. Masterson catches it and throws to second to double up Groth. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Athletics 5, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Bill Renna now playing left field. Bill Tuttle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tuttle is 0-for-1 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Tuttle hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Ray Boone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boone is 0-for-2 in the game. Boone hits a ball on the ground towards third. Lopez fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Frank House is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. House is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. House hits a fly ball into right field. Slaughter settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Charlie Maxwell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maxwell is 1-for-2 in the game, with a triple. Maxwell hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Boone moves to second. Wayne Bilardi pinch hits for Jim Breidweiser. Wayne Bilardi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bilardi is hit by the pitch. Boone moves to third. Maxwell moves to second. Jim Small pinch runs for Wayne Bilardi. Bob Kennedy pinch hits for Walt Masterson. Bob Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy hits a ball on the ground towards first. Simpson scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Kennedy for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Athletics 5, and the Tigers nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Buddy Hicks now playing second base. Al Aber now pitching. Jim Finnegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Finnegan is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Finnegan hits a ball on the ground towards short. Keene scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Hector Lopez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lopez is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Lopez hits a fly ball into left field. Maxwell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ina Slaughter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Slaughter is 2-for-3 in the game, with a double and a triple. He's got one RBI. Slaughter hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Harry Simpson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simpson is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Simpson hits a pop-up towards short. Keene settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Athletics 5, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Harvey Keene is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keene is 0-for-3 in the game. Keene hits a ball on the ground towards third. Lopez fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Earl Torgerson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Torgerson is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Torgerson hits a line drive to left field. Renna throws towards Finnegan. Finnegan fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Finnegan. Torgerson moves to second. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Kaline hits a pop-up towards third. Lopez settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bill Tuttle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tuttle is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's been hit by a pitch. Tuttle hits a ball on the ground towards third. Lopez fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Athletics 5, and the Tigers nothing. the Athletics will come to bat. Bill Renna is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Renna hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Hicks settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tim Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got one RBI. Thompson hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of K-line. Thompson reaches second base with a double. Johnny Groth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Groth is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Groth hits a pop-up in front of the plate. House settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Joe DeMaestri is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DeMaestri is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. DeMaestri is walked intentionally. Art Dittmar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dittmar is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Dittmar hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Hicks settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Athletics 5, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Ray Boone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boone is 0-for-3 in the game. Boone hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Frank House is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. House is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. House hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Finnegan fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Charlie Maxwell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maxwell is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a triple. Maxwell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Finnegan scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Athletics 5, and the Tigers nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Jim Finnegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Finnegan is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Finnegan hits a ball on the ground towards third. Boone fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Hector Lopez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lopez is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Lopez takes first base on ball 4. Ina Slaughter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Slaughter is 3-for-4 in the game, with a single, a double, and a triple. He's got one RBI. Slaughter hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. House settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Harry Simpson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simpson is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Simpson hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Hicks reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Athletics 5. And the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Buddy Hicks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hicks hits a fly ball into right field. Slaughter settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jack Phillips pinch hits for Al Aber. Jack Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phillips hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Harvey Keene is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keene is 0-for-4 in the game. Keene hits a ball on the ground towards shortstop. DeMaestri fields it and races to the second base bag for the out. Two outs. Earl Torgerson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Torgerson is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. Torgerson hits a ball on the ground towards first. Simpson scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Torgerson for the out. The game is over. The final score, Kansas City Athletics, 5, and Detroit Tigers, 0. Goodbye from Briggs Stadium in Detroit.